Judge of the week, Mrs. Swaggle's third grade class from Hallett Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Know-it-alls are less informed about the world than their peers.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okie dokie.
S. T-E-V-E. That spells Steve.
It does, yes.
Ruh-roh.
Right.
Would you like to be a more attractive man?
I'm good.
He's happy with where he's at.
Yeah.
We are going to skip that story, though.
Now, what do you got to tell me? What's the deal?
Well, these are things.
I'm going to answer for Steve. Depends how much effort I have to put into it.
Thank you, Jay.
Could you wear ankle socks?
I do wear ankle socks.
No, then you go one for
wow,
one.
Wow, nice job. Oh. Ankle socks, okay.
They're very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Do you walk with good posture, Steve? These are things that can make a man more attractive.
Yeah, I would say you do.
I do?
Yeah, I would. Oh. You're not slouchy. You don't.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. The only thing you do sometimes is you kind of have like the, am I going to be attacked?
He's just on alert. Posture. Kevin, that's called being on alert. That's totally fine.
His hands are
kind
of like, I'm looking around. Nobody get me. But for the most part, yeah, I'd say you don't have bad posture at all, Steve.
Well, thanks.
That seemed like a backhanded, yeah, thanks.
Other things you can do to become better looking as a man, more attractive.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
It's okay to be emotional.
That's okay to cry, Steve.
I'm emotional.
Are you?
Sure.
I don't really believe that.
I can be.
When's the last time you had a good cry, Steve?
Yeah.
Say something mean to me. Make me cry.
That would do it.
Yell at me
a
little bit.
Do you cry at a lot of movies and stuff?
Some. It depends. Not The Notebook.
No,
yeah,
that
The
one
Notebook
you
didn't like.
Yeah. No, it was fine. I mean, I get why people like it, but I just, it wasn't
It
my...
wasn't your cup of tea, as you like to say.
Yeah. I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine movie.
Seems like you're a big fan, yeah.
Yeah, didn't cry, though. No. No, you know what show always got me? Like, no matter what the episode was?
Okay.
You ever hear of A Million Little Things?
A Million Little Things? Yeah.
I know that show.
Yeah, it was on ABC, and man, that show would get me all the time.
Okay. Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, there's a sensitive Steve. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I did not know that. I've never heard anybody say that about that show. I've heard lots of people who watch it and like it, but I didn't know it was emotional like that.
I don't know. Maybe it was just me or I don't know. Just by the end, no matter what, at some point during the show, it would get me a little bit. Not necessarily tears all.
Yeah, I get it. The thing is emotion, not necessarily crying.
Yeah. Sometimes I would, though.
Sometimes you can be moved and, you know, you're like, well, I'm not going to cry, but you're still emotional. Yeah, I get it. Okay, good. Yeah. If this doesn't incite some sort of emotion, we should check you. And by we, I mean Kevin.
Okay.
Yes, and I would say, Steve, when you were saying, you know, it's show always got me, I was hoping it was the same answer as mine, which is
Love is Blind.
Undercover Boss.
Ooh. That is a good one.
I don't know why that show always gets me.
Yeah, they do a good job with that one. Because there's always at least one person you're like, yeah, man, you've kind of had it a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
Some of
you. A couple more things you need to do here, Steve. Wear white sneakers and keep them clean.
Okay.
Oh, I've become a big white sneaker guy.
Yeah, but what about the last part of it, though?
I keep them pretty clean, Jay, because I do, I mean, I have quite a few pair of them.
Pairs of them. Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of rotate them. Clean them up a bit.
So again, it was ankle socks with white sneakers that are clean, good posture, and have the availability of being emotional.
So far.
Yeah, okay.
Get a haircut that fits the shape of your head.
What are you trying to say?
Okay.
I don't know. It's just what it says
That's
to
hilarious,
do.
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of directed. Did you make this list?
I did not.
Okay.
I feel like your haircut's fine for your head.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's very standard.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You have standard
You have
hair.
A standard head and a standard haircut. I don't think there's a problem there.
Always
it's just
said
a
that.
Weird thing to think about,
right? It really
right?
is. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, is the shape, my haircut fit the shape of my head?
That is weird.
Yeah.
How would it not?
And this is one that you're not doing and you need to do.
Uh-oh.
Wear shirts that wrap your bicep.
Oh, yeah, let's go, Steve.
That wrap my bicep?
Yeah, you got to get tight on the arms so you
tight,
can show
right
off
on
those
the arms.
Massive biceps.
Am I not? I mean, this shirt is very.
Let me see. Stand up a little bit so I can see, if you don't mind. Now give me a little. Put your arms down.
Put them down.
Turn sideways. Sideways. Now do your tricep. Flex your tricep. Oh, that's your bicep.
His tricep?
What do you mean?
Straight down. Put your arm straight down. Oh, you're like, you know, bodybuilder. You put your hand behind your back, you know, and you there. Oh, my gosh.
Get out of here.
Wow. That shirt's not doing it.
No. Oh, okay.
Well that played. Is not the right
that
look.
That is not the one, no.
Oh, man. No, this one is actually kind of tight, though.
Yeah, well, you know, you look good in it, Steve. It's got our logo on it, so thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
And then the final thing to do, Steve, to become
more
attractive.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right.
Oh, there's a couple more, but the only one I care about is be friendly to everyone.
No. Easy box for Steve to check. You guys can find out for the next 3 days. He'll be on location. Can't wait.
He will?
Yeah, he's going to be out working on location for 3 straight days.
Wow.
Like today, where are you today, Steve?
Wendy's.
Wendy's at State Line.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm interested. Where in the heck is the Wendy's at State Line?
I can give
is
you
it
the
in,
exact
like, the
address.
Walmart park lot? Is it by the new Circle K, which where did that come from?
Mm. Kevin, I can give you the exact address and some landmarks that are nearby.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Specific address.
Yeah.
264 South Beck Road, Unit 104 in Post Falls.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
83854.
They gave you the zip code just in case.
That hasn't helped me yet.
Yeah. Okay. Nearby landmarks.
Well, it's definitely by the Walmart then.
Across from Maverick, just down the street from State Line Speedway, next to Joint Chiropractic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah. That's all it took.
I do.
That's
I do. Yeah.
Do you?
I know the road where it is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you there.
Is that exit one? Isn't it exit one? Because
yes.
And then you go
yes,
back toward the west? Yeah, I think that's right.
Yep. Yeah. 83854.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for the zip code. All right. So, yeah, you could go see Steve's amazing biceps, posture, appropriately sized hair for his head, his ankle socks, and his friendly demeanor.
And my emotions.
All today at 11 o'clock.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, what do you make dugouts out of?
I feel like there's a lot of concrete in the old ones. I don't know. Nowadays, probably more just wood and whatever that stuff is that, you know, they put over the top of it.
Polyester.
Kevin James.
Don't remember the polyester dugout?
Well, 5%.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So
that's probably it.
Yeah, less shrinkage then. Yeah, you know, when you put it in the dryer, it comes out the same size at least.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
All right, well, here we go with our listener letter for the day. It says, I'm a sophomore at Gonzaga University.
Oh, congratulations.
My dad loves the Zags, and he wears their gear about 95% of the time. This is great, and it makes it easy for me to shop for him. However, the issue the last year has been the shirts are getting too small, and his belly sticks out. I bought him bigger shirts, and he doesn't like them. He says, oh, man, those don't fit. And then he takes him back for a smaller size.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing to, like, be with him at the games in public. He says, I don't think they look bad, but I'm telling you, he's wrong. How can I fix this issue? Is there a way to trick him? I just want him to look nice. That is from Jesse.
Is there a way to trick him? It's hilarious. Oh, man. Well, you can comment on the Runge Furniture Studio line to call or text. Same number, 509-441-0999. Oh, boy, yeah. I don't know if how to trick him unless there's somebody else's point of view that might be, you know, get through more, cut through the noise more than yours. But, yeah, usually, You said this is a girl, right? This you said, what was her name, Jessica or something?
Jessica, yeah. She's she's the daughter. She goes to school at Gonzaga.
I feel like the daughter's opinion would be pretty valuable, so.
You would think so, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And obviously, dad just likes the way they fit. He probably likes how they fit tight. I can picture this guy's body, I think.
Okay, wow.
Where it's the guy who's got pretty big shoulders. He's got, you know, maybe pretty big arms. And feels pretty fit.
Sure,
but then,
I understand.
Like, the belly is here.
Yeah, I got it.
And the shirt is sticking out at the bottom of the belly.
Right, right, right. So maybe you just need a tall size.
Well, yeah, and see, and that.
I mean, they probably sell that,
don't they? Yeah, because what she's saying is, oh, do they ever?
I mean, just even in you know, like Zags gear, I don't know where she's getting it, if it's bookstore or if it's online or whatever. Yeah. But probably have tall sizes.
You can find them.
Yeah.
That might be the way to go because then he still thinks that it feels tight in the places where he wants it to feel tight.
Correct, yes.
And then maybe it's just a little longer on the bottom.
Tracy also said.
I also think photos might be a way to go.
That's exactly what Tracy just said, too. She just texted and said, maybe just a picture. You know, take a picture and do the, hey, let me take a picture in your new shirt, Dad. That's great. And then you show them and then maybe. It, you know, it sinks in a little.
Oh, what's he goes, oh, that's what I look like. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I see. Or he might think, man, I looks good.
Man, I guess if he really likes it, then give him sweatshirts. I don't know.
It could reinforce the fact that he, you know, thinks, oh, man, that's good. Or stop. I like this comment. Don't buy him shirts anymore. A lot of other Gonzaga stuff. Just don't buy him shirts.
That's a good point. There's hats.
That's true. I mean, but he's still going to wear the shirt.
Yeah, he's already got it.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. I think the long or tall or whatever, however they sell that, that might be it. Because
yeah,
obviously.
The tall would be helpful. That I have to do that with a lot of shirts because I am all torso. I have the shortest legs.
That, by the way, they should sell shirts like that, Kev, in the size, all torso.
All torso. I think I always thought that's what the T meant was torso.
What it doesn't mean toddler? I mean, what
tall.
Oh, tall. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All torso, AT. So you have a XL AT.
That's a good solution, Jay, because if you have ever worn the, and I doubt that you've ever worn like a 3XL tall.
No.
But what they do is the cut is narrower. Like they make it narrow, but it's just a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
And it really, that might solve his problem.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to make shirts like that in every size because obviously people are shaped different. So, you know, you just got to find the right one. Now, again, if he doesn't want to wear that, the one that he likes better, I guess, then you just kind of have to live with it.
At some point, yeah, just, I don't know, get him a sweatshirt to tie around his waist.
What if you didn't tell him?
You didn't tell him
that you swapped out the sizes. I mean, he's going to know the fit, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's probably going to know it.
Oh, you're saying, like, make the large into an XL or something?
Yeah, if you just switched them up. Oh, and then cut the tags out. But he's going to know that they fit different. I mean,
well, and obviously. The funny thing is, Jay, is that the guy even takes the time to, when she buys him a bigger one, thinking, well, that'll solve it. I'll just get Dad a bigger shirt. Dad's not taking it back. He's not, you know what I mean? He's just going to wear it. But no, he's like, they're too big. I don't like the way those fit. And so he goes and gets the smaller one again.
As long as he has, said this off the text line, as long as he has ankle socks, white shoes, a haircut that fits his head, he should be fine.
Okay, great point. Great point.
It's a good call.
It is a great call, yeah. The conversation continues on our Facebook page. You can always text us in, 509-441-0999. On the way, we're going to take a look at our emails, too, coming up in about 25 minutes or so. So if you want to get an email to us, you can always do that on the air at jayandkevin.com.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
When you said you wanted to be compared to Plato, were you talking about the fun little toy that children play with or the Greek philosopher?
Kevin James.
Ooh, that's a good question.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, the app is just a download away. Search Coyote Country. Take us with you. You could be, in Europe, like my daughter. You could be in Croatia, like Chrissy, with the spam around the world. You could be all kinds of different places and still listen to the show. It's absolutely free. So check it out. And also while you're there, look around a little bit. Oh, and don't forget, you can download the podcast too, the Jay and Kevin Show podcast. If you missed part of the show and you want to listen whenever your schedule makes it convenient, you can just, subscribe. We'll send you little notifications every time it's posted. It's super easy. And then, you can like, rate, and review if that's something that you're interested in. In the meantime, AMCO, AAMCO brings us entertainment news. Sometimes if you're married or you're in a relationship and you have a celebrity significant other, there's going to be times when schedules just don't match up and maybe you didn't chat last night. Maybe Luke Combs and his wife didn't get a chance to talk before he went to bed. And then Nicole Combs wakes up the next morning on Wednesday and she sees the headline come across the screen that says, Combs denied bail. And she's like, what? Runs to the television because she's thinking, well, we didn't talk last night because I was tired, went to sleep before the show was over. Is there a possibility? No. Sean Diddy Combs, not Luke Combs. You're fine.
Oh.
You imagine, though. Heskey denied bail. Your dad runs to this TV real quick. What? Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure it said something like, what, Singer Combs or
denied bail. It was huge headline across the screen. And luckily Luke's fine, guys. He's fine. I also have for you today that Parker McCollum canceled a show for tonight. He's on vocal rest, has been on vocal rest a little bit. His doctor is, it's pretty typical, especially at the end of a long grind. Remember, Parker McCollum kicked off his US tour here in Spokane in January. So he's been grinding for, almost 9 full months. And his doctor said, that grinding is wearing you out. So give the cords a little break. And he was...
I'm on vocal rest too.
Kevin, you're on vocal rest. So yeah, hopefully it's just one show, but he canceled tonight's show. Still planning to have a Friday, Saturday gig planned, but we'll see what happens with Parker McCollum. You know how that is. It's kind of one of those you never really know till you get there kind of. It's hard to predict when your vocal cords are going to be rested enough to sing. Mm. Or talk, Kevin, for that matter.
It's so true.
Also, I saw that Zach Topp, based on his one hit, has announced his headline tour for next year.
Wow.
Yeah, so Zach Topp, sounds like the radio. He is going to tour mainly, like smaller venues. It'll be more like the Fox or,
yeah,
those kind of venues. But he's going to headline a tour of venues between 2,000 and 10,000 people, it says. So good for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, maybe is he going to make his way here, you think?
Well, I mean, hopefully. I don't know that he's announced all of his dates, but it would be nice if he comes back to the area.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're right, Kevin.
You'll get to be a Washington boy and not come home.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. And what a nice fella.
Yeah, is he nice?
He's great, okay. Yeah. Maybe you'll meet him this year, Steve. We'll go to Nashville.
Okay. Yeah. I look forward to seeing his mustache.
I would imagine you would. I'm looking now at some of the concerts for next year. He's got his January dates out. A lot of Denver, Columbus, Cincy. Okay, he's a lot of Midwest. Mm. A lot of Oklahoma and Tennessee so far. You're the only 10 I see. Florida. Man.
Those aren't close.
No. Through March. Doesn't look like anything close through. Oh, boy. Through March. Yeah. Well, we'll hope for more dates. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, just when it gets warm outside, then he'll make his way over here.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
What do you have for us today, Steve? Anything?
Well, Saturday Night Live, they're about to kick off their 50th season.
Oh, man.
Which is crazy to believe. But their musical guest on their September 28th show, which is their premiere show, is going to be Jelly Roll.
Oh, well, there you go. Nice.
Ooh, for the 50th. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So he's going to kick it off. And he's super excited, of course.
And they literally only do one season a year, right? So it's been 50 years. It's not like where they do.
Yes, that is correct.
Not like the Voice or something where they're in. Hey, we're in season 28. You're like, what? 28 years? And then you realize they do two a year or whatever.
No, that's 50 years of television.
Oh, yeah. So like 75 then, I would assume. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Man, good for Jelly. He's everywhere. That's a good call on their part, too.
You know,
I heard a very funny Saturday Night Live story. Oh. It was some little TikTok video or something that I saw. And it was from the Conan O'Brien show back in the day.
Yep.
And he had Adam Sandler, David Spade.
Wow.
Norm Macdonald. He had a whole group of them. I don't know what they were promoting, but they were on there. And Norm Macdonald was telling a story about how he said the first time I ever met Chris Farley was at Saturday Night Live, of course. And he said, Adam, it was your first night ever on the show. And he's like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Wow.
And he goes, and Farley said, hey, to Norm, come here. I got to tell you a secret. And he said he took me all the way through the back to the building to this room where it's all hidden. He closed the doors. He was looking around to make sure that, like, the room wasn't bugged, the whole deal, you know. And Norm's like, okay, I'm kind of feeling honored here. Yeah. I'm going to get, like, an inside scoop from Chris Farley. And he finally says, okay, this does not leave this room. You understand? And he's like, yes. He goes, there's only a few people who know this. Pat is a woman. And I thought, okay.
That's hilarious. That is
classic Farley.
Just oversell it. Oh,
you know, Pat, near and dear to Spokane's heart.
Yeah.
Steve, you probably don't know this, but the Julia Sweeney,
yes.
Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she, the one who played Pat for years, is from Spokane.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That's hilarious. Pat is a woman. Shh.
Pat is a woman.
Don't tell anybody. Oh, man, that's great. Way to oversell the obvious.
You know what's interesting, though? So obviously, he's going to be the musical guest, and Gene Smart is the host of the show.
Oh, wow.
And do you think, I feel like Jelly could be one of those people who does the hosting and the musical
guest. Oh, I think he'd be
great.
Yeah, he'd be great with that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something in the future that could happen.
Gene Smart is the host of the very first 50th season show. For what reason?
I'm not exactly sure. Mm. She was the one, I think she was like on Frasier or something.
I mean, she's been on a lot of stuff. Obviously, Designing Women way back in the day, and there's tons of stuff Gene Smart's been in.
Oh, I recognize her now, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you have to look her up, Kev, just because it didn't,
I didn't sink in?
I
didn't know who she was.
Yeah. So
what is she most known for?
Six primetime Emmys, that's pretty good.
It's not terrible.
Yeah.
The Accountant.
Yeah. Yeah, Designing Women, that was a... I guess the most.
Well, yeah, 100 years ago. But I mean, honestly, that's the only reason I was curious. I'm like, well, maybe Gene Smart's like super relevant right now, and I'm unaware.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
I mean, Jelly, pretty relevant, pretty now, pretty like, yeah, good choice. You got a guy that's really hot, winning awards, showing up on all the award shows. I get it. And the host, Gene Smart.
Smart is fresh off of her Emmy win.
For?
Which will host... Didn't say.
Born and raised in Seattle, University of Washington grad.
That's probably what it is.
She's on one of these shows that we just don't know, and she just won an Emmy, so that's why. Other people that they have scheduled to host this year on the 50th season would be Nate Bargatze.
Okay, I get that.
Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Michael Keaton.
Okay,
he's
kind
of hot right now.
Beetlejuice,
John Mulaney, just because he's... funny,
right?
Those are just some of the names that they threw out there.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I guess when you don't know, you don't know, and we don't know. No offense to you, Gene. I know you're listening. She's been up for hours, guys. She's like 74 years old.
Oh, yeah. She's getting the cookies ready for Steve's fan club.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's always good to have legal on speed dial. It's just nice to have on there.
Kevin James.
Were they helpful?
What?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know, Kevin. Were they helpful?
Were they helpful?
Help for what?
Speaking is hard.
Hey, it can be difficult.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Kevin, you want to kick it off or you want me to kick it off?
Oh, I can kick it off.
What you got? What you got?
This is a question today from Rhonda, who says, we've never done Disneyland, and in fact, no one in our family has either.
Okay.
We're thinking about taking the kids. The thing is, I just don't know if they're the right age yet or not.
It's a great
question. My oldest is 5, and the youngest is 3.5. Just looking for some suggestions if, you know, when you think the right time is for Disneyland.
As soon as you can not carry them the entire time.
No, that's a great answer.
Ooh. That's a good rule.
So 5, you'd be okay.
Five's fine. 5 is, and again, you're like, well, will they remember it? Yeah, you know what? They're going to remember it, maybe not their whole lives, but they're going to remember it for quite a while, and it's an amazing experience. You know, you kind of got to live for the moment at that point. But yeah, if you're carrying them, that can be a lot. Now, again, strollers are fine because guess what? Even 5-year-olds get tired at some point. You might want to throw them in one of those big Disney strollers they got. But yeah, if you have to carry them the entire time, they're not going to get much out of it, and you won't get much out of it either.
Yeah, it just becomes a lot less fun.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. Yeah. That seems like a good rule to live by.
Yeah. Does that work?
Works for me.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Kevin, anybody who's had children has had to carry a 5-year-old because you know that I get super tired or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
And you realize, man, a 5-year-old's heavy.
So heavy. It's always the one in the car where they fell asleep and you're like, okay, yeah, let me carry your dead body into the house, up the stairs. What? It's just like, oh boy,
there's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And also just moving around and
I mean, what's, you know, you're trying to carry 50 pounds of dead weight around. It's not easy. Let's see what I have for you today. I guess we'll start with K. Hello there. Hope this isn't too personal, but what does producer Steve do on the weekends, in particular? In the morning when there is no show to do? It's actually a great question.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sleeping, I guess, through most of that time period.
You sleep till like 10 o'clock in the morning on the weekends?
No.
Oh, okay.
I try to keep a relatively same schedule, but not really.
Get up, have some coffee, get the paper, put your slippers on, get your feet up, turn on the news.
Yeah, my Garfield slippers.
Yeah, duh.
I did have some of those growing up.
Of course you did. Are you like, so you don't really have a ritual? Just get up whenever you want to, you know, I know you work on the weekends sometimes, but.
Yeah, I do usually set an alarm just so I do get up reasonably sometimes.
Oh, you can relate to that, right, Kevin? You set alarm on Saturday and Sunday for no reason?
Yeah, that's not happening.
I mean, that's fair, too.
Man.
Sometimes I don't, but most of the time I do, because otherwise then it just throws you off completely, you know?
I mean, yeah, I guess if you were to look at what's suggested by medical community, they say to try to keep it consistent. I get that, and of course you're the guy who does that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm definitely not getting 8 hours.
I'm going to put that on the poll, Kevin. We'll talk about it tomorrow with the Friday crew. Do you set an alarm on the weekend? I don't know. I'm curious.
I mean, I do only so that I wake up and take my medicine or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to rephrase. Do you set an alarm when you don't have to get up for anything?
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No way.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. We've got email.
I'm not necessarily going to get, like, out of bed, though.
I got you.
But I'm
also curious if that's people. A lot of people say, if they say yes, is it because, you know, their schedule doesn't make them get up like we do? You know, I mean, maybe it's just because we have to get up pretty early that, yeah, I don't know. I got one more, Kev. You got one more?
Sure.
All right, go for it.
You want, oh, okay.
Oh, I can go too. I was curious about this one. This one came from Sarah. Why do people put up Halloween decorations like 8 weeks before Halloween, but you get yelled at if you put your Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving?
Ooh. hot take?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that one. It does seem
like
the
thing. Well, maybe because it doesn't interrupt anything.
Because there's no holiday a month right. away from Halloween.
Uh-uh.
It's not crowding out another holiday.
No, it really isn't. And so that might be the attraction?
I think that might be it. But, you know, most people don't have... Well, I guess we do. Like, at our house, you have Thanksgiving decorations. So maybe that might be the answer. It's crowding out the previous holiday.
That is probably it. Yeah. That is interesting.
All right, Kevin, we got time for yours, too.
Oh, good. Okay. Someone has wanted to... Another Producer Steve question. They love the Steve questions.
Of course
questions.
They do.
They wanted to know... If you would ever be interested in picking huckleberries.
Ooh, that's a great question. I love that. Love that one.
Do you even know what that means, Steve?
I mean, not really. I mean, I guess I do, but not really. What does it mean? What does it mean to you?
Well, it just means I think there's a lot of people in this area that will go up into the mountains or whatever and go huckleberry picking or... mushrooms, I think, is another big one that people do.
Mm-hmm.
What else do they do? They'll just go up there and they will do these activities and then come home with a bunch of huckleberries.
I mean, yeah, that sounds fun. What? I was being sincere.
That sounded like the most sarcastic comment I've ever heard you say. That sounds fun.
No, I was being sincere.
Okay. I mean, you could go to Mount Spokane, I think. Probably do it there.
All right, maybe I'll do that.
I mean, if you're serious and you say that you want to go pick huckleberries, if someone will take you, there will be people who will, without question, offer some assistance in that.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily eat them, but I would gladly pick them.
Well, I mean, they're pretty popular, so I'm sure if you picked a bunch and you wanted to give them to somebody, I don't know, like maybe anybody that's standing near you or maybe somebody else who's on the show who's not here today but is still on the air would be more than willing to take them.
I feel like this is a hint.
Yeah, glad you're picking up on it. The Big 99.